Listen and stream the only talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Hey, Trinidad and Tobago, good evening and welcome. It's Freedom 106.5 FM. This is where you speak your mind. Carrie V in the company alongside Terry Fennick, Adrian Romain. And you know what it is. It's Offside.
Hold the line.
Oh my gosh. Adrian, where is your whistle? You can't do that. That is not legal in most states.
I work with red cards today.
So we just sharing out red cards today.
Red cards today. Oh my gosh.
I want to thank Davey for holding on the past three. Let's get that out of the way. And Davey, whatever you're doing, thank you so much. It's our turn now to take you into the game of football.
Yeah, well, we've had an unbelievable weekend before us there. We're down to the business end of the season where champions and relegations, it's all happening out there at the moment. Manchester City, they've done it, haven't they, Adrian? They've got across the line, they've got the Premier League title and also FA Cup final to come and potentially the Champions League final against one of the teams from Milan, probably Inter. What do you think?
Yeah, Terry, Arsenal dropped so many points.
Oh my gosh.
A place where they really showed that they are in an unfamiliar position in terms of trying to win a league. And it's very sad. I must speak on behalf of the football fans.
Yeah, but you know, I'm sitting in front of you. You don't need to rub it in my face with a wet cloth. You don't need to do that.
No, but it's a talk show, and we need to share our truths. And I think Arsenal dropped the pin, Terry.
I was really disappointed, though.
Yeah.
And I know we had conversations about it the week before, and I was so confident that they were going to get back up. But I don't know what went on.
I think people have got to recognise the season that we just had. We had World Cup in November, December, and recognising that Arsenal were at the top of the table until 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they've had a wonderful season with a very young squad. They've done brilliant things. But the wheels have just come off at the end, and we've systematically, over the last 3 to 4 weeks, Adrian, we've said that that would happen. And it has happened, and you've now seen Manchester City have won the last 11 Premier League games. They're booming at the top. They've got a great squad of players. They've got that added bit of experience that counts at this business end of the season. And as we've just said, they've got huge games coming up. FA Cup final against their local rivals, Manchester United. They've got the semi-final coming up on Wednesday this week against Real Madrid. If they get through to that, that's their Champions League. Looks like it could be set up for them.
Right.
What an unbelievable season they are. But they've turned it around since World Cup. December, they were points adrift. They were 8 points behind the Arsenal. And Arsenal have allowed that to drift away. Too many 2-0 up and draw the game 2-2 too many times. And it was like the weekend, I'm looking at this Brighton and Hove Albion team, who I think are very good, by the way. They're very well organised. But it was like men against boys. And for them to, at the Emirates, for them to lose 3-0 and really throw this league title away was unacceptable for the fans. But I think the fans have got to own up and recognise that, yes, they've had a great season under Arteta.
Yeah.
They're going to be second in the table. There's no doubt about that. But Manchester City are a cut above.
Yeah, Terry, and this, the great saying goes, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Correct.
And I think that went all in the direction of Pep Guardiola and Manchester City.
Absolutely.
They have showed, for the last 4 weeks especially, he has rotated his squad well. Some guys have played actually more than 180 minutes in a week.
Yeah.
And it's really and truly impressive of what he's building at the Etihad Stadium, and we are seeing a new set of dynamics, and that's where the science comes in, Terry.
So when you look at it, they've got Real Madrid on Wednesday. To, you know, a win there gets them through to the final of the Champions League. On Saturday they've got Chelsea. If they were to beat Chelsea, that crowns them Premier League champions. What an unbelievable season this could be. And they could be rubbing the noses of their local rivals, Manchester United, in the FA Cup final, because I fancy them strongly to win that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Pep Guardiola, Manchester City, clean sweep.
Mm. Yeah, and just to touch on it, it's also a place where they have Chelsea at home. And as you rightfully said, they can win the league on that day.
Yeah.
I know he will like to close off this 2023 chapter in terms of winning the Premier League at home.
Yes.
Because his last game is basically against Brentford away.
Yes.
So it's really important that he grabs the points. And I'm not seeing any new faces in his squad. He's keeping the same squad, same dynamics. If we look at how he played on against Real Madrid midweek, he didn't make a single change, Terry.
Yeah.
And it goes back to he's an honest coach. He said that if he's happy with his starting team, he will come play the game. He said that months ago.
Yeah.
This is not the first time he did it.
But Adrian, we both watched him over the last weeks, in fact months, where he's brought Haaland off. He's brought Gundogan off. He's brought his top players, given them a breather, given them a few minutes at the end of the game, pulled them off. Haaland, in fact, has been substituted more times than he's ever been in his career at Manchester City. That's not because of his performances, and my God, he's scoring more goals than anybody's ever done in the Premier League. This is Pep Guardiola saving his top players for the crunch games coming up, which is now. It's the business end of the season.
Yeah, good point. But what I'm saying, though, is that it was really strange that he played them for full 90 against Real Madrid. That's a top team in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we have seen him brought off Haaland. Is it that he thinks that if he keeps them on the field, it's a waste of time in his way? Is it that giving other kids an opportunity so that they can fall into the whole spectrum of his team?
Yeah.
It's really interesting to see what's next in terms of his team selection as well.
Well, I think everybody's got to recognise that Pep Guardiola has brought on side so many youngsters into his team that are top of the league. This is over many years. And they're starting, coaches out there and fans, I believe, are starting to recognise that sometimes you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And this is Pep Guardiola bringing youngsters in that have got unbelievable talents, but getting them into his way of playing football, his priorities, his game plan, all of the things that he's done over the last 15, 20 years at the top of football across Europe. My God, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Manchester City now, wherever he's gone, he's cleaned house, he's won everything, he's been brilliant. And his tactics have been first class. And we're seeing now Arteta doing the same thing, who worked under him at Manchester City. And the Brighton and Hove Albion coach at the moment, Roberto De Zerbi, he's done a brilliant job at Brighton, and that's where they finish their games.
Yeah, and Brighton is one of the teams that you do not expect to be the upset team each weekend, and they have been very stubborn.
Yeah.
And to be honest, they have been these coaches have worked alongside Pep,
yes,
as you mentioned, and it's important that we
picked a lot of them.
Yes. Yeah. And we need to look at these things, because all Pep's understudies or former understudies is actually successful right now.
Correct.
In coaching. If we look at Vincent Kompany with Burnley.
Yes.
We have Arteta. It have Brighton coach. So it's happening, and it means that his whole way of coaching, his philosophy, is that he basically puts his coaches in a coaching education section.
Yeah.
Where they actually have to know the plays and know the and let's call it basically the booklet of Pep Guardiola.
Pep Guardiola,
and that's really important for us. On the flip side, I have seen Arteta trying it as much, but what has really and truly for me is disappointed Arteta is that he dropped the pin with a January transfer window when he didn't sign an experienced campaigner.
Yeah.
And I think that matters the most. And one thing with Pep, he always had it. Let's say, last week we spoke about Kyle Walker.
Yes.
Kyle Walker appeared and started in the Manchester City game, yes. The Real Madrid game.
Yes.
So it shows that he always goes back to his senior players.
Experience, yeah. And Gundogan, again, has been brilliant, not just creative in middle of the park, but scoring goals. But that, in a nutshell, is Pep Guardiola. That's what he's done. And, you know, we had a comment from the national team coach, Angus Eve, last week, where the TT Premier League is too slow. When in actual fact, when you look across the board of European football, the biggest leagues in the world today, play from the back is slow. It is very calculated, it's very organised. This is what the coaches plan all of their week around, how they retain possession of the ball and move the ball. And it's a numbers game, Adrian. You know, to be a top coach today, you've almost got to be an accountant.
Mm.
It's about how big an area can you get more players into to keep possession of the ball. And when you've not got the ball, how can you reduce that space and get more players to win the ball back? So these things are going on the training ground. And my God, when you recognise that Premier League players today are playing every 3 days, 4 days, they've got another game coming round. Pep Guardiola, my God, this week alone, could be celebrating getting to the Champions League final on Wednesday, winning the Premier League next weekend. That is like in your face. These players have got to be just ruthless.
Mm.
They can't show any emotions at all. They're just running through games, win, win, win.
Yeah, and it's a place where we mentioned last week as well. Is it that Pep is awaiting a disappointment? But the rate he's playing, his team is being set out.
They haven't got a chance. They haven't got time to think about it.
No. Mm. And that's the reality of a championship team.
Yeah.
Mm. But Terry, in Leicester, I don't know why I can't get to pronounce that name properly. Leicester City and Liverpool with the two goals by Curtis Jones.
Yes.
Those goals were magnificent.
Yeah, brilliant. and that's another youngster coming through from Liverpool. He's gone through the ranks. He's done brilliant. And Leicester City. I think they're going to go down. And this is a team that have still got a very good squad of players. But they're just running into the big teams at the wrong time at the business end of the table. And I thought there was one or two defensive errors today that cost them badly against a very good Liverpool side.
Yeah.
Liverpool now have gone six games without defeat. They've won the last six in the Premiership. They're obviously fighting for a...
But where's Liverpool now on the table? Like fifth or fourth?
They are fifth at the moment.
Fifth at the moment.
Right.
So it's really interesting, and it's
really tight at the top, Kerry.
Well,
everybody fighting each other down, and we've got Brighton and Hove Albion turning in a few unbelievable results. It's been fantastic.
But I would really like to see Arsenal go up to one, though, because currently they're in two, right?
Yeah.
I want them to go at one.
Well, they're on 81 points. Manchester City now on 85 points.
Yeah.
One win against Chelsea this coming weekend cleans all our up. That makes Man City champions. Again, Adrian, Kerry, I've got to say Arsenal have had a very, very good season.
Yeah, they did.
We're all a little bit disappointed the way they finished the season off, and that's probably, as Adrian pointed out earlier, a lack of experience in these big games at the end.
No.
My God, they can't be getting beat 3-0 at home to Brighton and Hove Albion if they're serious about winning the Premier League. That's a tough call. But youngsters, next season, what do they bring to the table again? They need to be putting some silverware in the cupboard.
Yeah,
and you're correct. They need to get that mesh between experience and actually the youngsters.
Yeah.
I think they need to get in a striker that is very lethal in terms of scoring goals, and that's what Manchester City has, Terry. We have spoken about Haaland.
Yeah.
He has done a tremendous job.
Mm-hmm.
He's heading to, well, no one can catch him to win the Golden Boot. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing that he scores week in, week out. There's other persons that are scoring as well in the Manchester City camp. And that what wins championship, clean sheets and goals.
You know, when we look, the game's changed since I played so many years ago. But it is very much a squad game now. So you're looking at a season, and we've just said it earlier, every 3 or 4 days there's another game coming round for these top teams. So you have got to change up the squad. You've got to freshen things up. You've got to have fresh legs out there doing your stuff. I look at a guy like Jamie Vardy, who's at Leicester City, look like they're going to be relegated to me. Now, Jamie Vardy, at his age, 33, 34, he's a player that I believe now should be looking at coming off the bench, playing, either starting and playing an hour of the game, or coming off the bench for the last half hour. But this is a guy that scores goals, Adrian. He's so hungry for goals. I've loved him over his career. And this was a guy that almost single-handedly won the Premier League Championship for Leicester City. What a great striker he is. And for him to be dropping down to the Championship division, I think somebody should get in there and nick him. Somebody like an Arsenal, bringing that experience in.
Correct.
They've got Jorginho now, middle of the park. His added experience calms them down a bit. And I just think with this Arsenal side, as good as they are, and as many good players as they've got, and I look at Saka, Martinelli, Odegaard, brilliant players that need, maybe a little bit more time, but they've now got to start winning something next time round. They might need that one or two experienced players that you're suggesting.
Yeah, Terry, and you took that off my head. Jamie Vardy.
Yeah.
Should be playing at Arsenal or any top 4 team.
Yeah.
Just to come off that bench, be that star that in the dressing room.
He's a guy that
scores
goals.
He's also someone that will he basically won the Premier League with a mediocre team, Leicester City.
Oh.
And I think that he will give his expertise in the dressing room.
Yeah.
So it's really and truly sad to see him just continue being at fighting these relegation battles, because since Leicester have won the Premiership, they finish in Europa, in a Europa spot the following season. Yep. And then after that they have struggled, and now is the time where I don't see them even returning to the top flight, because when you watch the Championship League right now,
yeah,
it's very competitive.
Absolutely.
And I don't think, under Dean Smith, no disrespect to Dean, I don't think they have the squad, or even they will get players who is interested in going to Leicester City to play in that Championship, to return to the Premiership.
That's right. And while we're there, let's touch on it, the Championship. Burnley have gone up as champions under Vincent Kompany. I think he's done a wonderful job there, turned that round. A big surprise to me was Sheffield United taking that second automatic spot to go up. And then we've got the next 4 places: Luton Town, Middlesbrough, Coventry City and Sunderland, fighting it out in the playoffs to get into the Premier League. Now, for you guys at home listening to this show tonight, you've got to understand that these clubs in the Championship, when they step up to the Premier League, before they kick a ball next season, they get £200 million to spend £200 million to strengthen their squad, to strengthen their football club, their facilities, their everything. That's how big it is.
How try to answer people getting in this now, because we need to get that to improve our football.
Well, I think, the Trinidad and Tobago Premier League, I think, Adrian, they're looking at 2,000 TT dollars.
Possibly.
Because look at the...
And they still haven't been paid.
But look at the amount of money that is being pumped into football like that. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that we need that amount of money, but oh gosh, $2,000 is not much, you know.
But Kerry, doesn't that show you the power of football across the globe today, how big it is? And Premier League, these clubs now, they can't... That's why the Premier League is so competitive. We've had this season top of the table Arsenal drawing with bottom of the table Southampton. That never would happen anywhere else in Europe.
I have a voice note to play here. Let me see if I can get that on one time.
Thank you to Carry V, Adrian, Terry and Andre. I must say, Arsenal have certainly given it away after leading in the EPL for 200 and something plus days. They are now limping, and more so hoping that they can get the title. Unfortunately, they will not. a comprehensive victory there for Brighton yesterday.
Yes.
60% of the ball possession, clearly outplaying Arsenal with just 40% there. And of course, Haaland is giving Man City the lead with 4 points, coming away there with a 3-0 victory against Everton, and Haaland going up there, another goal, scoring another one, taking it to 36. So it's very, very, very good stuff coming out there from Man City, the Blues.
Yeah. Mm.
And they're coming away with a comprehensive victory. They will next play, I think it's Chelsea, and I expect them to whip Chelsea as well. So I think coming down is terrible news for Arteta, but good news for the Blues.
But I watched the game at the weekend, the Brighton and Hove Albion Arsenal game, and I looked at them Arsenal players, and they looked like they just wanted the season to stop right there.
Yeah.
They looked like all the confidence, all their spirit and character. You're not top of the Premier League for all them months of the season without being a good team. They've done brilliant, but they just look overwhelmed. They couldn't wait for the final whistle
to blow.
Yeah.
Let's take this call. I see someone is calling us. Hi, good evening, you're live.
Good evening, Kari and company.
What's
good
up?
Afternoon.
How
are
you doing?
Well, what I can say, Kari, you know why then fellas are feeling dejected? It's because of the game before. When City put out like on Everton, they get deflated.
Correct, yeah.
That'll deflate anybody, because every pundit outside in England was hoping that Everton would either beat City or draw with it.
So I couldn't say none of that, though, could you?
But it backfired.
Yeah.
And the Licks, they thought City was going to get, they ended up getting the end.
Yes,
because Brighton
right.
pressed them for ball one.
Yeah.
And they get the bamboo when them fellas sort of put a goal on them.
Yes.
But you really can't blame Arsenal. That title race is not a sprint, it's a marathon.
You're right.
And if you don't have the books to finish on that race, you'll be sure of as little boys. And that's exactly how they looked yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I because this city machinery started to churn out in the month of March, you know.
Yes.
And they had
after World Cup,
leader,
actually.
8-point lead. Mm. And he was leading the Premiership for about 240-something days.
Yep.
City only took it over for 28 days. And look at the difference. And all they talk about bottling. They bottle it, you know. They jockey short it. That 3 draws they get between Liverpool, West Ham, and Southampton.
Correct.
That caused them to lose that Premiership title.
Mm.
But let me thank Southampton. Although the game renegated, they were the giant killers, because they draw with me and they draw with Arsenal.
Yes.
And that momentum they took away from Arsenal, that was the ending of the whole story there.
Mm.
But after the City, there's a different kind of machinery.
Yeah.
I only hope that, you know, on Wednesday, they have a positive, you know, result and beat Real Madrid.
Mm. Yeah, me
but
too.
That's the only Only candle on the cake left to lit.
Yeah. But I think people are recognising
right,
now.
Thanks so much.
You know, the people are recognising now how big, Andrea, psychology is in football.
Oh, yeah.
How important the coach is, because sometimes it's not as nice as we think. And behind the scenes, when you've got to pick these kids up from a defeat and go again, because that next game's coming quick.
Yeah.
It's tough out there. And Pep Guardiola has done it since World Cup, since November, December, coming out of World Cup. They've been relentless, Manchester City.
Correct.
Relentless. And as much as I've got to pat Arsenal on the back for having a brilliant season with so many young players, I think in the end, they just can't wait for the curtain to come down, for the season to finish, for them all to go home and have a relax.
Mm.
It's just been too overwhelming for them.
Yeah, correct. You know, first off, Man City has shown consistently for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard you guys talking about it before because I was listening on the radio, folks. but what Pep has to... And we spoke about this before.
Yeah.
You know, people speak about formations and tactics and all these things, and then Man City has all the money. But one of the key factors to high-level managing, elite level, is motivation.
Yes. Mm.
And you see a lot of teams lose the dressing room. After a season or two, the players turn on their coach.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. But Pep somehow manages to consistently get this done.
Right.
And, you know, many teams with, we've seen teams like PSG with a lot of money. Money is not everything.
Mm.
It's how you spend it. And, you know, Pep and his guys deserve some credit for that. And I think Pep Guardiola has shown that psychological part of his game that is often overlooked when we talk about him. Because we know about his tactics.
Yeah, yeah.
And his all-around approach to the game.
Yeah.
But Andre, isn't that typical? When you look at the top managers around the world forever, going back to the Arsene Wengers, back to Sir Alex Ferguson, these are guys that didn't have a great start. But because they were given longevity, they were able to mould their teams into something that really was about them.
Yeah. Yep.
And Pep's done that wherever he's gone, but he's done it quickly because he's had the money, his resources to spend to bring in them necessary players like Haaland. What a phenomenal agent.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing.
Now, Terry and Andre and Adrian, I know we had to go to a break just now, and I know we have a guest coming up. But before that, let me read this message here. Hi, everyone. Good evening. Can you make a special mention of my cousin, Ashok Narayan? He was a big fan of Tottenham Hotspur football and you, Terry, also the team, and he sadly passed away last week, Tuesday. Tuesday morning. Thank you. Well, please accept our condolences. And he said he's a big fan of you, Terry.
Ah, that's very nice, but that's very sad news.
Yeah. But thanks so much. Thanks for sending us that message. Thanks so much. Don't forget, guys, you can call us 627-3223, 625-2257, and our WhatsApp 306-1065. I know we have a guest coming in. So, we want to introduce her.
Adrian, go ahead, mate.
Yeah, we have Karen Forbes, the Trinidad and Tobago senior women's national captain.
Fantastic.
And she has this massive event in Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a yearly event. Kick It with Karen. And it's something that a lot of teams look forward to. So I know that after the break, we'll actually have her coming on and explaining what to look for, and even getting in some information on what's happening on the women's side of
Tobago. Yeah, because do you remember we were speaking about that? Yeah, we weren't hearing anything about them.
Because she's one that has really and truly travelled and played the game. But there's a lot happening in the women's.
In the women's side.
We are seeing that they are asking for staff members now. They send their resume to the TTFA. There's a lot happening. So we need to get it from Karen. Karen will be in the hot
that
seat.
That will be brilliant.
Yeah. So, guys, we're going to take a really, really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump straight into that interview with the captain of the TNT's, the senior team, right? The senior TNT's national women's team. I can't wait for that. I love the idea of Kick It with Karen, though. But anyway, guys, your solution to talk is here. The Charmaine Ford Show is on Freedom 106.5 FM, hosted by TNT's very own Charmaine Ford. It's innovative, informative, educational, and fun. It's not just talk. It's a whole lot more. It's all about making that connection with you. Join us on Sundays from 12 noon to 3 p.m. We're bringing the conversation to legendary celebrity guests, increasing awareness and finding solutions on different topics and issues, all while keeping it exciting. Call the Freedom 106 hotline and join the conversation, 627-3223, 625-2257. Listen to the podcast on our website, tbcradionetwork.co.tt/freedom106.5. Or you can even tune in to the live stream on the Freedom 106.5 Facebook page. The Charmaine Ford Show, Sundays from 12 noon to 3 p.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM for talk that matters.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back. It's Freedom 106.5 FM. This is where you speak your mind. You are on Offside with Kari V, Terry Fennick, Adrian Romine, and Andres Wuklal.
Yes, yes.
Welcome back, guys. So I know we're going to jump straight into the interview. And before we continue, Adrian, can you give our listeners one more quick introduction to our guest?
So we have Karen Forbes, Tobagonian footballer, Trinidad and Tobago woman senior team captain. She has played in Finland, in Romania. She basically is here now to speak to us about Kick It with Karen. And we must welcome her to the hot seat at Freedom 106, Terry.
Adrian, can I just say something I think is very important here? What I love about Karen Forbes, she does lots for her communities, for Tobago, much off the field, where, with all due respect, been in Trinidad and Tobago 23 years, you don't see nearly as many people doing things for their communities as Karen's just did. So I'm just hoping that we can get that from Karen.
Yeah. And we must say good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Welcome to Offside.
Hi, Karen.
So tell us a little bit about you and your, we know, but our listeners need to know a bit more about you.
Yes, please.
Okay, for as Adrian just mentioned, I am Karen Forbes from Tobago. Of course, you know, my nickname, alias I go by is Baby.
Baby.
Right, and I know I'm too big to be a baby. But, you know, I have some little baby ways. But anyway, jumping right into it, you know, I'm the founder of Kick It With Karen. Actually, the name of this tournament wasn't really Kick It With Karen at first, but as it developed, I thought that it was, you know, it actually makes sense to have it as, to include my name, basically.
Absolutely.
Right? And I thought that it was a great idea to just put Kick It and then put Karen at the end, and it worked well for me.
Yeah, and Karen, as we know, that this is, what, the third or fourth year with the Kick It with Karen?
This is actually the eighth year.
Eighth year?
Wow,
time has flew.
But that's brilliant, yes. Karen, doing so much for communities and getting football off the ground in Tobago. We've had it over the last two or three weeks on the show here. We've been very disappointed that the TTFA haven't done more in Tobago, but listening to things that you're doing, I think, is a shot in the arm for everybody in Tobago. Well done. That's brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. I am a person like to take the bull by the horn and pull it, because
good for you.
At the end of the day, I believe you lead with your life, and you want to be the change that you want to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, you know, some things could be a very much of an uphill task when it comes to the tournament in terms of sponsorship and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But what I do in advance is like raise funds and stuff, so in that way, whether or not I have sponsorship, I am generating funds outside of.
Good for you. Good.
Karen, I must commend you, because you started off with zero sponsors, but this year Kick It for Karen seems to have a full load of sponsors, and it seems very exciting. And please give us the dates of this and what teams is expected to line up, because I know a lot of teams in Trinidad is also coming to Tobago.
Definitely this year, I and all was surprised, because a lot of people bought into the vision behind Kick It with Karen. Eventually, I would like my succession plan to develop it into my own league, where, you know, it is going to be one of the most organized tournaments in Tobago, and also by extension, hoping to extend it to Trinidad. The date of the tournament is next week, Saturday and Sunday, which is the 27th and 28th of May.
Yep.
And basically, it starts at 9 a.m.
So what I look at, Karen, which I think is fantastic, the way you've approached this, but we just haven't got administrators in Trinidad and Tobago at the top that have got your knowledge and experience and how you're running things through, and your success with your community programs, getting Tobago football off the ground. You've got people wanting to come to Tobago. That's brilliant. So many teams here in Trinidad want to come over and participate in your event. But it just tells me that there are, you know, particularly in the business community, people want to see football get off the ground for the right reasons, with the right people. And I'm so delighted for you that you're getting this response from corporate Trinidad and Tobago to back the events. I think that's wonderful news, and that's exactly what football needs, Karen.
Yeah, and definitely. And we have some new academies each year thus far. We have like different academies in Trinidad piquing interest. And again, it's just about raising the level of the competition, so it does not come off like a minor league and just something, just, you know, they're just putting together. But we have a real succession plan behind it, and I have like a lot more people coming on board to assist me.
Excellent.
Not only financially, but to make sure that it gets to the level and reach the scope that it needs to reach to. Because in January, I went to the coaches convention in the United States, and I would have built some connection to hopefully bring in a couple teams next year where we could have that international exposure.
Nice.
We could also have this tournament feeding national teams and also providing professional scouts to come in and also watching some of these kids.
Very good.
You always have to have a plan when it comes to certain things, and we have like Adrenaline Academy. They are coming to the competition for the first time, and also the tournament is also bringing like money for businesses, such as all these guest houses. I have at least 7 academies coming from Trinidad, you know, and that brings a lot of business to the island, whether it's via plane or boat or just the groceries, you know, accommodations, yeah, etc.
Karen, most importantly, one important question though, is it that the tournament setup is U9, U11, U13, U15, U17, female and male? That's your format
that's
still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what?
So,
who's your defending champions of these divisions last season?
So we had our Ball Blasters for the U9 category. We have Cox Sporting School for the U12. So it was even numbers last year.
Okay.
So it was 8, 12, 14, and so forth. We had Cox Sporting School also making their way. This is their second time returning for the competition. We have Tinto's Academy coming in for the first time. And Gateway is trying to make their appearance in the U13 category this year. Saying that, you know, some of the kids was not able to play for the Republic Cup, and this might be a perfect outing for them to be able to come and showcase themselves. I think some of the teams from Trinidad use this as an opportunity for kids to be able to travel to Tobago because some of them never been here before.
And let's just rewind on the coaching convention you attended, because that's a big one for your resume. How was that experience for you?
I think it was really awesome. Actually, I played under a coach named Fabio in Portugal. And again, I am a person, everywhere I go, I take the opportunity to network and build relationships. And he was like, you know, at our convention, you could come to sell your books. So the intent was really to sell the books, but I was able to be exposed to a lot of trainees as well that is in the States and actually coaching there. Actually, 40 balls coming in from a trainee in the States that I would have built connection with, you know, because, you know, where we outside and we meet our people, it's always a family. And I was thankful to meet some of those people that I never even met before. I was able to expose to different coaching sessions, such as Ajax coach was there doing some sessions. And that's one of the things that I am hoping in the future that the Federation could be able to do to expose some of our coaches that they are developing with these C-license courses.
Karen, you spoke about books just now, selling books. What books are you talking about?
So I wrote my first book. The name of the book is Woman of Substance.
Ah, okay.
Nice.
Tell me more about that. I'm interested in that because a lot of our local authors, as I should say, we don't get much publicity about it. We don't hear about it. So tell us about your book.
So basically, right, when I first released my book, which was last year, I wasn't able to do a lot of marketing on it due to because I was active with the national team.
Right.
But now I have opportunity to carry it international. The book is basically a motivational guide for young people. I released it in COVID. One of the reasons for doing that, I think it was imperative because there's a lot of young people like myself that has been discouraged due to the COVID and, you know, wanted a way back out.
Right.
So that was really the main purpose of releasing the book at that time.
Oh, so where I could get this book?
Basically, you could get it on Amazon or you could also get it through me, which is $150 a copy.
All right. So for our listeners out there who are listening and who are big fans of Karen, so you could go on Amazon. What's the title of the book again?
Woman of Substance.
Great title.
Hear that? Woman of Substance.
Great title.
Yes.
An awesome footballer. But that's good. So Karen, tell us more. What are you doing now? What are your plans now? What are you getting into, any type of leagues or anything like that? Besides the one that you're organizing in Tobago, you're thinking about heading out there and kicking some ball internationally?
Yeah, so my last contract, I was in Romania. That in itself was an experience. Why I say that, and I don't think a lot of people had know the background with what happened. I walked away from the team because they had me come out there, myself and Victoria Swift, and they had us there for 3 months, and they did not want to do the work permit. So I end up telling them, like, listen, I'm not about to stay here and stay on my work visa, my visitor's visa, for 3 months working. You know, so it's either you guys decides to do, you know, that, or I am leaving, and I end up leaving. So right now, what I have been doing is really just preparing this tournament. And as soon as I'm finished, I'm supposed to go to play with a summer team in Baltimore, because I know we don't have a league here for females that, you know, you could able to apply a trade in that way.
Yeah. And you see, this is the unfortunate thing that I've been speaking about every single Monday on Offside. We need to have things in place, because when good footballers like Karen here sit down, they don't have anything to do here. They don't have it. And it's the talent is being wasted in my eyes. I mean, they can tell me different.
You see, Karen will be at the top of every young lady and some young men's list. What a player she's been. Look what she's done for her community. Look how she's trying to administrate football in Tobago right now. We haven't got that at the top. The people that are running football at the moment haven't got the same energy levels. They haven't got the same experience, same knowledge, because she's been out there, travelled, seen it. She's, I think what's brilliant about what Karen said there earlier is she's networking with top people, getting great ideas and bringing them back to the Isles. Fantastic.
And now what Karen has to do now is tap into her other abilities, like writing and selling. I'm very impressed by that, by the way. Very, very impressed by that, because not much people could write a book, far less, you know, get it out there to sell it, right?
Correct.
And for the ones who are listening, to our listeners, support our football personnel. Support both men and women team, all of the players, because that's what they need, and it starts with us, you know. It starts with us, but it's had to finish with them on top. It's had to finish with them.
Well, I think also we need Tobago community to get right behind Karen.
Yep.
Not just people on the street, not just you with your kids that want your kids to do so well. Corporate Tobago and Trinidad get behind a lady like Karen that doesn't just mean well. She's doing it. She's not talking. She's producing it. And that's what we feel at in Trinidad. There's plenty of talkers out there, but there's not a lot that are coming through with definites.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what Karen's done. Good work. That's tremendous.
Karen, coming back to your tournament that you are having in Tobago, I know you mentioned that, you know, you want to spread it out where it will reach to Trinidad as well. What initiatives you have in place? What are you going to do?
So basically right now, all I'm doing, because my tournament was 1 year at first, and now it moved to 2 years because the magnitude in which it's growing. So last year, I like literally opened my eyes because I wanted to know if it's I keeping this tournament. That's to tell you that how much it has grown. And another thing that blew my mind is that when my flyer came out, because I was confirming with some sponsors still, like I had like 40 something shares, almost 50 shares on Facebook, and I was like, so it just shows me clearly that it is growing. And one thing that I don't want to do too quick is do things that is going to be the detriment of it, if you understand what I
mean.
So timing is really important. Like I said, eventually I want to take a entrance fee, and the entrance fee is just something small, so you know you continue building a capital.
Yeah.
I think a thing that a lot of people don't do is run things as a business, right? And the outer world is doing it, and that's how they're able to generate and pay people and stuff like that.
That's really nice.
You know, Karen, how are you doing? This is Andre.
Hi, Andre.
A familiar voice. But, you know, one thing we have to talk about with Karen is, you know, in Trinidad and Tobago, we have a tendency, there's a lot of athletes in Trinidad and Tobago in all sports. But as Terry said, putting their, you know, money where their mouth is or vice versa and actually getting things done.
Yeah.
People like Karen need to be not just supported but protected as well.
Yes.
And because she represents something that is sorely lacking in Trinidad and Tobago, which athletes who are actively giving back. I mean, 10 years, that's the 10th edition.
That's brilliant, mm. Yes.
And, you know, to continuously be in growing. And Karen knows how I feel about it. Yeah. You know, I wish I could fly across last year. I tried to make it, but I couldn't. But I understood the magnitude of it.
Yes.
And, you know, Karen, it's a great testament to you that you are doing this and continuously trying to grow and lead the example. And I'm hoping, you know, I'm just putting this message out there to everybody who's listening, that it's very important that you all get behind people like Karen.
Yeah.
And this foundation, it's important for sports. Yes. This is why we have this show.
Yeah.
You know, we always try to talk about positives.
Yeah.
And Karen is one of the examples of what we should be.
And buy her book.
And yeah,
Woman
and
of Substance.
Buy her book.
Buy her book.
Even if you're a guy, buy
it. Yes, you need, yes, yes, you Adrian, you need wrong. To buy about two of those books. That's what you need to do. Buy two.
Buy
yes.
two.
But I will go on Amazon and go and check it out, because, I mean, it's really good to hear that you're taking that initiative. And not a lot of people have the bold enough to do that. Yeah. And Karen, I really want to thank you for joining us. I know we just have about 1 minute with you again, but to our listeners, to our young female footballers, what would you like to say to them? What encouragement can you give to them?
Well, this is my mantra that I go by. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say the sky's the limit, but there's really no limits.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I like that.
Well,
I like
said,
that.
Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything yeah. else you gentlemen want to ask her before we go to the break?
So, yes, what I would like to ask is, Karen, obviously in your years growing up, there would have been coaches around you in Tobago, people that I'm hoping you're back into now, and bring them people to the forefront, because here in Trinidad, we've got the same people at the top that contribute very little to football, and that's why the game's struggling to get off the ground here. But what you're doing in Tobago there is fantastic. It's got to grow. We've got to get people to back you all the while. Government should step in to do this, because even now we've got a TT Pro League that haven't invited any teams from Tobago to contribute or participate. You are setting standards there in Tobago that I believe are fantastic. And not just that, you're reaching out to Trinidad to get teams and clubs involved from over here. I want you to reach out to my football factory, because I'm definitely going to come. I've learnt a lot about you over the last week when I've checked into you. So, wonderful things that you're doing. I want you to get all that support, all them sponsors in, and make it the best tournament in the Caribbean.
Definitely. Thank you, Terry.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Karen, for joining us, and we look forward
thank
to
you so
kick
much.
It with Karen.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you
a great
so much,
one.
Karen. I'm not looking at the book here on Amazon. Woman of Substance by Karen Forbes. Hey, this is looking real cool. I'm going to... Only one left? What's going on here? I need
buy
to get
it for
one.
Me, buy
Karen.
It for me.
Bestseller.
I need two.
All right, Karen, thanks so much for joining us here on Freedom 106.5. I really do hope that we can get you here again. You know, to hear what's happening in Tobago and, you know, all your accomplishments and all the things that you have in place for football and, you know, persons from in your community and even from on the national team and even whatever else you're doing in the football scene. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot for having
me. Thank you, Karen.
And that was Karen Forbes, right? Yes, the yes. captain of the women's national team.
Yes.
She sounds quite brilliant in terms of, you know, she has a goal. Not the literal goal, but you know.
But she does have goals.
She has a lot of... Well,
absolutely.
I know that. She has a goal and she's going for it. And I like how she is reaching out to her community and, you know, making a name for herself and not just sitting down on it.
Doesn't she come across as really articulate?
She
knows what she wants.
She does.
She's you can hear it in her voice that she knows her plan. She's got a game plan going forward.
Correct.
I think she sounds wonderful. I wish I'd met her before the show tonight.
Yeah.
But that's what we need more of in Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah. People stepping up with Karen's background and format. I mean, she's done some wonderful things as a player, and now she's doing better things with our community.
Yeah. I'm really
and
glad for that.
She stuck with it. Over, she said 8 years. I can remember Karen reaching out to me, and we spoke about this, Kick It With Karen, and now seeing 8 years and so many sponsors, it's great. She actually made a lot of sacrifice. Her family, when you go to Plymouth, you know, if you ask her where baby lives, they point at her house, because it's it's an opening. It's an open yard for people on a Sunday or Saturday or any day. So it's really impressive, and she keeps putting her money where her mouth is.
Yeah. And I think that when it comes, and I'm saying when, because I believe that it's gonna reach here in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
And I feel it's gonna be a big league, one of the new leagues that are gonna come out. So I am looking forward to that.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to that.
It will be a top-run league, not like the ones that we have right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the good thing is she's networking with the right people.
Of course, she is.
She's bringing scouts in. She's talking to coaches overseas. She's nicking ideas from them as well, which I'm sure she would have been doing.
Yeah.
And making it work in here in Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah. That's what we need, more people like that.
And she's doing it for the right reasons. Yeah. That's important.
That's important, Andre. The right reasons.
Correct. Mm.
Yeah. Guys, it's just about 5 minutes after 7. We're going to take a really quick break. I got to tell you something about Overdrive. But before that, let me reintroduce ourselves, because somebody messaged here, like it's a first-time messenger. What show is this? Yo, this is Offside. We do it every Monday.
Come
from
on,
six
man.
To,
come
what
on,
is
fella,
wrong with
hold
them?
The line.
Come on, hold it.
You
Spreak!
Are Offside.
Red card. Gary V. That
red
person getting a red card.
Red card.
So Adrian came out today to share red card to everybody. So it's Gary V alongside Terry Fennick, Adrian Romine, and Andre Sukla. We're going to be right back. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more football. Keep it locked. It's Freedom 106.5 FM.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
And relive the top highlights from your favorite football matches on the Premier League Review Show every Wednesday from 9:30 p.m. on CNC3, the licensed broadcaster for the games. Tune in and enjoy a recap of the latest Premiership action with game highlights and features just for you. Exclusively on the Premier League Review Show every Wednesday from 9:30 p.m. on CNC3. Welcome back. It's Freedom 106.5 FM. This is where you speak your mind. This is Offside Squeak.
Hold the line.
It's Gary V alongside Terry Fennick, Adrian Romine, and Andre Suklal. What an amazing weekend.
What an amazing segment.
Mm.
It's local football, Terry.
Local football.
The best
football time,
on radio.
Adrian, listen to me. We have any red cards for local? Yeah.
You
know what I feel we're gonna do? We're gonna have a red card segment.
Yes, we need to have a red card.
You see, from like 7:15 to 7:30.
Yes.
Every Monday we have a red card segment because real people need red cards, you know.
Yes.
And you have to bring your whistle, eh?
I will bring the whistle.
Get off the tweet. Otherwise, you get
a red card.
Yes,
and
you
I
would get
a red
one.
Card. Yes. That's it. From next week, it's the red card segment.
No. From this week.
This week,
because you brought it. You have like a whole bag, a crocker's bag of red cards to give away. Yeah. From 7:15 to 7:30, Offside red card segment. Yeah, we call it that.
Oh, well, I think there's plenty of red cards to come out in the local TT Premier League.
Oh, yeah.
There's some games going on there, and La Hoca de Rangers, which loads of money from wherever it's coming from into that team, and they're still only fourth off top.
Wow.
And we see AC Port of Spain at the top there doing a good job. My understanding is there's a few issues in that behind the scenes as far as financial payments and whatever else is concerned. But
irregularities.
But to be fair, I've seen crowds wherever I've been watching the games. So I think it's been a good turnout. It shows you that Trinidad and Tobago want to support their local teams.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about time the administrators at the top got their finger out and done a proper job rather than the nonsense we're seeing at the minute.
Mm.
Yeah, Terry, and we are seeing that after match day 18, the top two clubs will qualify for the CONCACAF Caribbean Cup. I don't think Sir Alex is excited about this because he's fourth in the table. We have the campaigners who wins every year. Defense Force is actually struggling, but they are coming up against them tomorrow. So that's a big clash. And
That'll be a big deal.
Saw a change in Police FC camp where Richard Hurd has departed. Some are saying that he will be heading to the women's senior team job. It's rumor
we
that
know better than that.
Yes, yeah. So
that's exactly how they moved us out.
Yes,
there,
yes.
Right? When Angus Eve was the chairman of the Coaches Association.
Wow.
To leave there and then come into the national job.
So it's really
so it sounds like it's nailed on for her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. But this Premier League that we have locally, is there a women's team or Premier League? as well?
There is supposed to be the Titi Wolf League. Yeah.
Titi Wolf.
Yes, so that's supposed to be happening.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, supposed to be happening. The reality, Kari, is that we will sit every Monday.
But,
and yes, yeah, Saturday.
That's one red card, yeah?
Monday.
Yeah.
Right? We will sit every Monday and really and ask these questions. But the real persons who are supposed to be answering these questions isn't responding. And my red card must go to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It must go to them. Even the persons that is running these youth competitions on a weekend, they do not communicate in the group. Yeah. So my red card goes to them as well. It's really important.
It's a shame for the women because it's all fallen down to
because
finances.
Because all this Premier League I'm hearing, the local Premier League, and you know, I hear y'all talk about the Defence Force FC and this FC and that FC, but I know here ain't no women's team coming up in this mix.
Yeah, correct.
So we don't play football 2 hours.
And it's very sad because the woman is, so for example, Republic Cup had under 20 division with women.
Right.
It started off where you are registering in your zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you my experience because my team was part of it. And I pulled out when I realized that it was only 4 women team that registered. And then my team will be playing against another East team in South. So I decided that doesn't make
any
sense.
I'm not going to, but that makes sense.
So it shows that the women game is basically falling on the wayside because there is not much infrastructure in place for them to be playing. And that's the reality. A lot of academies is basically closing down because of this woman part where there's no Titi Wolf. There's no top league.
Or is it that they're not taking women's football seriously?
Well,
I feel it's that part.
Yeah, so that's it.
More likely that it's the people behind the scenes, Kerry, that just don't know football. They're not proper administrators. They're hanging on to jobs, getting the dollars. And my God, women's football is suffering. That couldn't happen anywhere else in the world.
Yep.
They'd be going crazy about it.
Yeah, I've seen even working before the women's national team and even with them, that there are people, just to add to what she was saying, that they don't take women's football seriously. And they openly say so. And in the world that we're living in now, the climate that we're living in now, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
That's just unacceptable to see some of the things that they say. No, it's not cool at all.
That's a red card.
Come off my field.
Yeah, another red card. I must ask the TT Premier, what happened to the live stream this weekend, Andre?
Oh my gosh.
What happened? I was on FIFA Plus, Sports Max. You saw anything?
No, it wasn't working.
I didn't see anything.
Red card.
Squeak.
What's happening? Come on.
Adrian, I can't be using my internal whistle voice here. I can't do that. But let me play something. that is
let's
not
listen to the king of football.
Yeah, let's just listen. Wait, give me 2 seconds. 5, 4, 10, 12. All right, let's play that. Let's go. Press play, carry. Okay, press play.
Ferguson, can you tell me today's performance wasn't up to the standard that you thought your team can produce?
I thought this was the worst performance in the last 5 years. It was the worst
5 years
I've ever seen we have played in a very, very long time. We couldn't shoot, we couldn't pass, we couldn't dribble. It was really, really, really tough.
Stop that there, Kari. Stop that there.
But what is
so
going on?
So let me tell Fergie. 5 years, took over Rangers in 2018. So it could never be 5 years. He needs to get his match right.
Yeah.
Or 2019.
But Fergie Martin. But Fergie is the one who's a calculator now. We have four.
Let's go. Let's hear the rest.
Yes, to be honest, it was absolutely disgusting.
This is the part I want to hear.
How do you prepare for the next match, given?
Well, we're going to train very, very hard. From tomorrow, we're going to be training 8 hours.
What?
Wow. Congratulations, nonetheless.
8 hours.
No, from tomorrow.
8 hours of training.
But is that full-time work?
No. That's an owner, that's a coach, that's an equipment manager, everything.
That's
absolutely insane. That I mean,
no, he's laughing here. I don't know if I can take him serious because, dude, what?
I'm stunned. I'm stunned in silence because I don't, which is very rare for me. Anybody knows me.
Should we play it again?
One more time.
No, I play from the beginning.
As we say, wheel and come again.
Ferguson, can you tell me today's performance wasn't up to the standard that you thought your team can produce?
I thought this was the worst performance in the last 5 years. It was the worst thing I've ever seen we have played in a very, very long time. We couldn't shoot, we couldn't pass, we couldn't dribble. It was really, really, really terrible. It was atrocious, to be honest. It was absolutely disgusting.
How do you prepare for the next match, given...
Well, we're going to train very, very hard. From tomorrow, we're going to be training 8 hours.
All right. Thank you and congratulations nonetheless.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations. Wait. We're getting a call. Let's see who's there. Hi, good evening. You're live.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey,
how you
what's
doing,
up?
Brother? Evening.
Yes, I. You're talking about the ladies' football team.
Mm.
Yeah, but I see they had some big competition. I think it was last year, year before, with the woman when they played Canada.
Hmm.
Mm. I can't remember what game was that. And Canada, they get the six. Six goal Canada score. I can't believe that. How that team went through Canada.
Hmm. Yeah.
The Canada team. I think it was Canada and I can't remember what the team was and them, I think.
Hmm.
I can't remember. But that Canadian side, they're not slowly about it.
Hmm.
That team running the run.
Pressure in the camp.
Yeah?
Pressure in the camp.
What? I don't know what they think. I'm like they're running marathon.
Mm.
Yeah, everybody Canada gets six. Mm. I cannot believe that.
Mm.
I don't know who's coaching them, or who is the coach, or what they're doing to them, woman and them.
Mm. All right, buddy. Thanks so much. Thanks for your call. Fergie, how you gonna do me that? How Fergie go do it that?
8 hours.
8 hours a day.
That's that day walkie talking about, you know.
I'm hoping, you know, it's just an emotional response. I'm trying to be diplomatic.
But Andrea, listen, yeah. We all know.
Oh, he's very funny.
Fergie. But the man real funny to me.
Yeah. Fergie's not took any of his coaching badges, licenses, mm-hmm. none of that side of it. What sort of experience and knowledge has he got about how real football, real professional football clubs are run?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't got that either, but he's finding dollars from somewhere to run the Hockaday Rangers, and to be fair, I've got all my hands up, they've done a good job at that, but they're sitting fourth in the league table at the moment, which his team are getting paid, I think, double what everybody else is getting paid, and he still can't come up with a winner. What's the problem there?
Yeah, and you know, it's a good example. You know, we spoke about Man City.
Yeah,
but you know, let's. I know it's not the same parallel, but you know, we have Rangers.
Oh gosh, no.
Yeah, it's definitely not. But it's the most funded team in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah,
if you arguably. But I'll be honest, it shows how you spend your money versus, you know, having money makes a big difference, because we know that he's paying his players well, reportedly.
Yeah.
But then how the club is run, and a perfect example, like I said, I say this in the most respectful way. There is an org structure to teams. And, you know, when you have to respond to, like, things like that, there's a reason why you don't really see presidents going out and doing post-match conferences and things like that. The coach does that. And, yes, he can make a statement, but, you know... When somebody's running a club, you have to conduct yourself be smart.
But you can't do that.
No, but,
That's someone, Terry, and we must add, that is someone that is actually looking to go up for the next TTFA election.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What?
So
he's trying. Isn't he trying to fix everything?
And listen, I am not the person to bash anyone, but as a young man in Trinidad and Tobago,
I am
worried about our football.
Fergie,
I'm worried about our football. You could imagine, Carrie, he leaves the VIP post and comes downstairs and takes that mic from the head coach, whoever, if he's in charge. Yeah. You can imagine
what?
That. That is not right. It's not an healthy environment, and I must say, a coach as well is as much important as good players.
Yeah.
La Hockata Rangers has the best players in the country.
Yeah.
It is no joke. They have top young players, top experienced players.
Mm.
And we are watching at Club Sando. We are watching at AC Port of Spain. Club Sando is in an unfamiliar position.
Yeah.
And I say that because they have never been in the top league, top two, Terry.
Yeah,
they have never.
A good job behind the Saints.
Their last coach was Gardner, but they have never been in the top 2.
Cornell Glen.
And Cornell Glen now has brought this team
good lad
to a team that actually can win the championship.
Wow.
AC Port of Spain has done the same thing, and I am telling you that they have shocked Defense Force, they have shocked Terminex, and both of them are in unfamiliar positions. And something I need for people to understand is that we talk about big clubs in Trinidad. Big clubs is San Juan, Jablote, Caledonia, Double Connection.
Yes.
These teams are established winners. People keep saying Terminex La Hoqueta is the big club. They are not the big club. They have won one title in 5 years.
Yeah.
They have won one title. That was actually their own title, Ascension.
Yep. Yep.
They are not a big club. A big club is teams that when you walk in, Jablote office, and you see their titles. To be fair, God rest his soul, David John Williams, Double Connection, they have one title, Sterry.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that, and I think Ferguson here is putting a lot of money out. He's done a lot in his community, which I like.
Yeah.
But what I can't believe is that he's backing into what sort of knowledge, what sort of experience, none. And he's coming out with statements on the interview that we've just heard that make no sense at all.
And Terry, you mentioned something earlier before we listen to that ridiculousness.
Yeah.
You said that the reason why, one of the reasons why our football is going downhill is because there are people who are managing and who are in control. They don't know anything about football.
They know nothing.
And if you had some type of knowledge about football, you wouldn't be going on the people on them national TV and making statements like that. You won't do that.
And it's embarrassing. But
it
again,
is.
It's left. We are left where these kids, that is their boss.
Yeah.
They have to abide by what their boss says.
Yeah.
And the reality is that's where we at.
But Adrian, listen, we're going to go around in circles again. So Ferguson's going for, he wants to be the chairman of the, or president of the TTF here. We're going full circles all over again. Are we going into another 3 years of normalisation committees because we haven't got the right people at the top of our game that are not stepping up? My God, we've just come off the phone earlier on, Carolyn Forbes, who's done a wonderful job in her community that plays the game, has been all over the place, got good contacts that she's networking with, and doesn't even come on the standby list for any of this going on in women's football.
Yeah.
And we've got people that haven't got a clue keep on picking the dollars up.
Yeah, Terry, and you're correct. That's a good point you made. We may go into the normalization segment for the next 3 years. You are correct.
Yeah.
Because there's no one really and truly brave enough to step up. And they, who are in charge there now, won't allow anyone to step up.
No.
Yes.
They are trying to put their people in different places.
Yeah.
And that's the reality. It's all about benefiting them.
Yeah.
But trust me, I know that that clip there that we ran, national teams cannot train for 8 hours a day.
Hey,
I don't think FIFA will allow that.
That's slavery, you know.
So Andrea and Terry and Adrian, let us call out the lineup for the red card this evening from the
red card button order.
Ferguson. Yeah.
Fergie's first.
Fergie's first.
Yeah.
Fergie deserves two.
But 8 hour training.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he couldn't train for 8 hours.
No, he couldn't
train for that.
So I don't understand. Secondly, is that youth cup that is being run and sponsored by a bank?
Aye.
That needs a second. That's a red card.
Red card number two. Squeak off the
number
field.
Three. Maracas United forfeiting two games and then showing up for a third. That's a red card.
What?
That is illegal in any way of football.
That shows the mess.
That's illegal. Right. Number four, Terry. I must say. TTF.
Laugh tracks.
Right.
TTF, you TTFA. Need to get the red card.
Get the red card.
So four red cards.
Four
this
red
evening.
Cards this evening.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, look, holy line. Come off my field. Come off my field.
Because if we set off one more, the game done.
Now, hang on a second. So I believe the TTF here should be working for 8 hours a day.
Yes.
Yeah, we should mandate that now.
Yes.
It should be mandated at 8 hours.
Not the 1.5 hours they do for a month's salary.
So listeners, when I get a chance, I come to my Guardian Media building, and on the wall we have a listing and plaques of all the people who received red cards.
Yes.
That whole line. Come off of you. Don't even go on the bench.
Yeah.
Don't even go in the rooms. Go somewhere else. Go outside the stadium. Hey guys, it's just about 7:30. This is where we close down today's episode, today's session, today's segment of Offside. And before I go, I want to say thank you guys for coming here and, you know, giving us that laugh and having an awesome guest, Karen Forbes. Absolutely. We need to keep pushing her up and shining the light on her because she is doing so much work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's me, Carrie V. And I want to thank my co-hosts, Terry Fennick, Adrian Romine, and Andrew Suklal. So,
Carrie, Wednesday, London 868. Yeah.
Ooh,
don't forget the game.
The game.
Oh, yes.
Champions League.
What
this
time?
Is not forget
what time? What time are coming for?
Carrie, London, do not treat us bad. Let's remember.
London 868. That's Terry's place, right? On Rush Street, Ollie. Let me tell you.
Put in your gig for that dinner tonight.
Let me tell Ollie what else be going on in that place, eh? If Ollie want good thing to eat, nice cold drinks to drink, go by London 868. Yes.
So before we go, I'd also like to thank Karen Forbes for coming on.
She's
a wonderful example for not just her community, for Trinidad and Tobago in general. Keep up the good work. Well done.
Yeah. So, guys, thank you so much. This is Freedom 106.5 FM. Please continue keeping it locked. We have so much more for you. Overnight is what we will call it. So, on behalf of my co-host, I am Carrie V, and this is where we sign out. Squeak! This was the Offside. Catch us next week, Monday, same time, same place, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. We're going to bring it more. So, keep it locked. It's Freedom 106.5 FM.
Talk is streaming at Freedom 106.5.